talked about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
From Korea, Chicago, London, and Keokuk, the latest news from all parts of the world with complete reports on the top developments of the day.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G. Ah!
Let me ask you this question. How in God's name did you get this job?
I am great at dealing with these disturbances.
Yes, really? I'm asking that because you come off as quite a goofball.
I'm going to take that as a compliment.
It's not. Is there any question that you will answer? Because you haven't answered one question yet. For example, what color is your tie?
Let me just say this. I am wearing a tie.
Yes, you are. What color is it?
I believe the tie is self-evident, so the color is there.
Okay.
Okay, great.
All right.
Thank you.
And now.
Well, I, for one, think you're perfect for each other. I
feel like there's going to be more.
Because you're both losers.
There it is.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Monday, the 16th of April.
Good morning.
How's
good
everybody?
Morning. Everyone's, I'm good.
Stryker sitting in with us again this week. He's out at the Coachella house still.
I feel like they have. I got here at 5 in the morning on Friday.
Right.
And they have not let me leave this place. There is a festival of 85,000 people 2 miles from here. But I was here at the house.
I didn't see Stryker all weekend.
Really?
A lot of texts back and forth. Hey, dude, what's going on? You coming over?
Is there like an electric fence you couldn't get past? What's happening?
Well, there's a lot
what
of
is happening.
We were on air from here, and I had my schedule planned long before I knew I was going to be on with you guys this past week. So I had to fulfill that obligation. And after being at the house quite a few hours each day, right at the end, to be honest, I was like, I can't take any more loud music in my ear and all the thing. And I worked and I was like, I'm going to go eat a hamburger and I'm going to go to bed and get up early the next day and work again.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can just about walk. I can't hold anymore.
No.
I can't see too far and I can't hear too good.
Is that one of the messages he left?
Come on, Stryker.
No. Kevin.
Grow the F up.
I knew within 90 seconds of being on with you guys this week, you were going to do something like that.
I mean, seriously, though.
If I would have gone to the grounds, I would have been A, no fun for whoever was with me, but B, the next day where they were expecting me to work, not just to walk in here and stand here and wave at people.
Right.
I would have stunk, and I don't want to stink when
I thought you were a professional. Myself.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I was doing. Oh, a professional partier, you mean?
No, but sure, I'll go with that as well. It is odd that I had about 3 different people that I just exchanged texts with the whole weekend.
Never saw.
Where are you, Mojave? Okay, I'm at another 10. Okay, where are you? I'm at Sahara. Okay, I'm in another one. Missed all weekend. Tried each day. Missed all. Could not meet up with anyone for the life of me.
Not even for spicy pie?
No. Somebody would say, hey, I'm in backstage for the spicy pie. And I go, I'm at the outdoor stage. I'll be over there in a little bit. Get over there. And they're like, oh, no, I already left.
Oh, man.
That's how it works, though.
Yeah. One of the things that I kind of live by these days is...
Don't go?
No. If we don't go out for fajitas and a margarita in L.A., why would I go out of my way at a festival to find you?
Because it's a festival.
It makes no sense.
It's not normal life. It's an actual festival where there's 150 bands and all kinds of people.
Stryker has rules.
What's wrong with you?
I'm avoiding snacks and lunches with you in the L.A.
Why?
Area. I don't want it here.
Okay.
Just...
I kind of get that.
Help.
I mean, if he can't make an effort to see them 5 minutes from here,
right?
Why would he make the effort at a festival to be like, oh, let's catch up here?
I think the festival is a little different situation than normal life.
No, then you got to talk to him and there's noise happening and people are tapping you and there's dust and you can't give the proper attention to the person you're talking to.
I can't hold a walk. I can't see too far, and I can't hear too good.
The conversations never end with me feeling good about myself, so I just avoid that completely. Not with you, Kevin.
That's who we're talking about.
No.
We're talking about me.
Well,
I mean, sort of.
Now I'll hang out with you.
No, what, are you crazy?
But first, fajitas and margaritas.
Right. No conversation ends with you feeling better about yourself. We might have to delve into that.
Yeah, that sounds deep.
It's a little sad.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like sometimes they feel like I'm not giving my all, but I've been giving my all.
Right.
But that's the thing. And then you walk away, I'm like, were they even happy with the conversation? Did I live up to their expectation?
You may be worrying too much about that.
Mm. Yeah, but again, if we're not hanging out at lunch there, we're not doing it here. And I don't mean you, Kevin. I don't hang out with you anywhere, but I would like to hang out with you there and here.
Mm, not interested anymore.
No,
Kevin's out.
No, look what you did.
I tried all weekend.
Yeah, were you happy with the conversation you just had with Stryker?
Never. Okay. I'm never satisfied with it.
I was satisfied. On the radio, I'm happy. We're 200 miles away right now.
I didn't expect to delve this deep into Stryker.
Stryker's a weird dude.
He is an odd little pickle, isn't he?
He really is.
Yeah.
The more I hang out with him, the more I realize.
And by hang out.
Crazy.
Right. Not hanging out.
All right.
Text.
Texting each other. That's as close as we get.
You did write me
Stryker
a funny
has a restraining
text.
Order.
What? You did.
What
you did write me a funny drunk text.
Uh-oh.
I have it right here.
I'm not sure I remember that.
It says,
shut up, Chip.
Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to do a Coachella recap in a few minutes, but if you have other stuff, go ahead, throw it in.
Let's see. Haven't seen you yet. You up? Yo gone.
I'm not sure what that meant.
And then you just wrote festival in a few texts over and over to me.
I thought I assumed you were going to Coachella.
Oh, okay.
That was just an assumption on my part.
Oh,
weird.
Okay. All right. Forget fajitas and margaritas and Calabasas, L.A., Tarzana, Culver City, and the Green Valley.
So you're punishing me for not having lunch with you?
Sounds like it.
Is that what's happening?
I can flip, and I'm going to flip the script on you. Okay. I'm changing the plot and flipping the script.
All right.
I was at this beautiful K-Rock house. Vance Joy was here, Greta Van Fleet. You name the band, they were here. We have a stage. I'm working, broadcasting
was
live.
Was Stryper there?
Stryper? No,
you
Stryper.
You said name the band. They were there.
Oh. Okay. Winger had a nice set.
Oh, nice.
That chest hair.
And Kevin, I was waiting for you to walk through here with all the people dancing and swimming and sit down on this couch and broadcast during my time. This was my time when I was on here, but you didn't come by.
Oh, I have to pull a message from Stryker off my phone. Made no sense whatsoever.
Oh, excellent.
No, I didn't come by because I wasn't working from there. So so here's the thing. I heard the K-Rock Coachella house was better than ever. That was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a festival going on a mile away.
Okay, got it. Uh-huh.
And there's 150 bands and a lot to see.
Right.
So I thought, hey, let's go to the festival.
That makes sense.
I thought Stryker didn't have, apparently.
You're right, girl. You're right.
Is that what you say to your wife most of the time?
All the time.
No, I say sleep on the chaise. Sleep on the chaise. Hello?
Not sure. Like
the
chaise lounge.
Oh, is that a lounge chair?
Yeah.
I say get outside and sleep on it.
Okay.
No, right. Can you erase that part?
Or we'll replay it when she's up.
Erase this part of that last part.
Nah, don't worry about it.
Okay, bye.
Let's talk about today's Kevin and Beecher, shall we?
Yeah, I'd rather die.
Oh.
All right, on the program today, strangers gave you too much information.
Mm.
Chip has a bizarre story. Uber driver?
No, tow truck.
Tow truck, yeah. And man, he was spilling his guts to her. It was bizarre. She She didn't like it. So we'll talk about that coming up. We have great news on the program today. We have a David Byrne interview.
Let me just say.
Went really well.
I saw the picture that was posted of you guys just laughing, having a great time. I immediately texted Christine, and I'm like, it looks like it went really great. And then you wrote back. You're like, it was wonderful.
Yeah, it really was.
I was really happy because God knows that could have gone bad.
Well, there are certain people who maybe aren't in the mood, and sometimes they can make it difficult because they've done too many interviews. They don't. And he's one that I was a little worried about.
He's a legend, too.
Yes, yes. And first of all, what am I doing talking to him? So then I was like, man, I don't want to ruin this. I don't want him to feel bad. So I did a whole lot of extra research, which none of which I used. But he was so nice.
Oh, yay.
And laughing.
Oh, I can't wait to hear it.
Really having a good time. It was really fun. Also today we have taking selfies of celebrities without them knowing it.
Yeah, this just in.
Which Dave thinks is a thing.
Yeah, they know.
And they know.
Yeah.
Harvey Levin from TMZ like we do, and we've got your Avengers Infinity War premiere passes as well. We'll take a break. We'll come back with what's happening. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:56. Ally McKay is here with what's happening.
I will tell you this. It is a really nice thing when people know you love something and they want you to know that there's news about it.
Yeah, that is cool.
It is really nice that I got hundreds of tweets and Instagrams, everything about Donald Glover performing on Saturday Night Live on May the 5th. Not only as the host, but he will be the musical guest as well.
Oh, no kidding. Wow.
Yeah, really, really excited for that. He has not been on that show in any capacity. So for him to do that is a huge deal.
And when you think of Cinco de Mayo, you think of Donald Glover first,
for
right?
years. For years. Yeah. Thank you, Kevin, uh-huh. for bringing that up. Sure. And then I was wondering about who else has done that, the dual roles on And I thought about, okay, Justin Timberlake.
Okay.
We all know that. Britney Spears.
Britney Spears. Oh, yeah.
Are you just naming everyone I name a second
The first
later?
One I remember, but then that second one.
Okay, we've got Britney Spears, Jennifer Lopez, Justin Timberlake, like we mentioned, Taylor Swift, Bruno Mars, Lady Gaga, Justin Bieber, Miley Cyrus, Drake, Blake Shelton, and Ariana Grande.
Wow.
I had no
idea. Way more
idea.
Than I thought.
Me too. I knew Justin did it because he was great at it.
Sure.
I guess I maybe didn't think the rest of them were all that wonderful.
A lot of those sound like Disney ex-employees.
That's a great point. Yes, absolutely.
Where they did singing, dancing, and acting. That's how you got the gig at 8 years old.
Absolutely. Britney, Justin, Miley, Ariana. Yeah. And Bieber, did he do stuff? What?
I don't know.
Or was he just a kid?
It's a good question, though. Did he do stuff?
Did Justin Bieber do stuff?
He just put up a couple YouTube clips playing guitar.
Oh, that's right. And
got him discovered.
Yeah, Usher found him.
That's right.
That's correct. Speaking of Justin Bieber, he was all over Coachella this weekend.
Yes, he was.
saw a lot of videos of him and the Yodel Boy.
Oh.
And I have to say, Justin Bieber was pretty darn cute.
He was
the guy
nice
in the video. It was really darling the way that he treated him, and what a huge deal for Yodel Kid, right?
But when he threw his hat to the ground, I thought that was ridiculous.
He didn't do that at all. However, he did punch a guy in the face and throw him against a wall.
I'm sorry,
I heard
what?
About that. I heard about this, Allie.
Yeah, this was at a party at Coachella. But here's the thing. The guy that he did it to, wow, he had it coming. So this guy apparently walks into the party, spots a woman, and goes ballistic. Grabbed her by the neck and wouldn't let her go. They couldn't figure out, is the guy super on drugs? What's happening?
Oh, no.
People thought, oh, it's his ex-girlfriend. There's something really bad going on. So people were yelling, stop it, stop it. And he yelled at Bieber, go F yourself. So Bieber took action. Jumped up, grabbed the guy, threw him against a wall, allowing the woman to break free. And then apparently the guy got thrown out of the party. Short time later, he was chasing an SUV thinking Justin was in it. Mm-hmm. And now he's going to come after Justin and blah, blah, blah. But cops eventually came, arrested that guy. But Justin Bieber, look at you.
Not
you
bad.
Found God. You're super nice to Yodel Kid. You're saving ladies at parties.
Let's not give him too much of a break yet.
I am going to give him a little bit of a break.
I'm going to pay attention to what happens the next 3-4 times.
Okay.
And we'll see.
Would you ever think those things would happen with peeing in a mop bucket Justin Bieber?
No, of course not.
Well.
And I assume this was his bodyguard that did this. So.
No, it was Justin Bieber.
Were Everybody you there?
No.
I wasn't either.
I wasn't there, Kevin, because I was here at the K-Rock house, and I could have gone to that party and the grounds, except the people that were there I also see in Los Angeles.
All right, good story.
Nothing about fajitas and margaritas, though, so I feel like we kind of lost something there. Oh, you're a blessing. You really are. Some birthdays for you. We've got Martin Lawrence, Akon, Chance the Rapper, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Nate Diaz, John Cryer, Claire Foy, and Bill Mother Effin' Belichick. Happy birthday, Coach.
The hoodie.
And that's what's happening.
Harvey Levin from DMZ is next, just like we do on Mondays. Stryker is still out at the K-Rock Coachella house.
He lives there now.
He does live there, yeah. He's moved there.
I've been here more and been out of my house more in the last 4.5 days than the previous 2 months.
Wow.
And I'm actually, but I'm really,
you
really
need to get out more.
This. That is 100% correct. I agree with you.
Give us some of the highlights at the house.
All right, so we had, I think, around 17 bands over the 3 days play on our stage here, which looks out over a pool. Like, this is a mansion, not just a house. We had Doghouse Restaurant here. I mean, it, the house had was more filled and had more, like, different array of people and bands than any time we've done a house. And it felt, and I know I wasn't on the Coachella grounds this year, but it was, like, as fun as Coachella if I would have walked through the gate. But I think the highlight of the weekend, Greta Van Fleet, the band. They are a rock band. They're about so good, Allie. 22 years old. They sing that song, Highway Tune. Another description of them. You say, well, the guy kind of sounds like Led Zeppelin. Yes, but they're not like 50-year-old men trying to imitate a band and then go play in valley bars. These are young kids. Young kids really doing their own thing, and the crowd did not know what to expect, either did the band. They started playing. Every single person got out of the pool, bum rushed to the stage.
Wow, cool.
And it was crazy, and I have never seen this ever. They did an encore.
At the house?
At the house.
Oh, my gosh.
People were screaming. Like, no one's, I didn't go on stage and say one more song. On the crowd zone, they started singing one more song, and these guys, who, by the way, their job is not to come play our little K-Rocks. Their job is to play Coachella, and that's what they're concerned with. They come back out, and they do about a 15-minute encore for everybody.
Nice.
And to see the smile on the band's face was my highlight because they were not expecting that energy, and it was incredible. If we do this house again next year, if anyone's listening, you got to do whatever you can to get in because it is fun. It is free. Any kind of liquid you want to consume, we have it, including pee water in the pool.
Did we just go from drinking water to...
Took a real turn, Kevin.
No, drinking any beverage you want.
Right, okay.
Hold on. Ah. Now I'm ready. They're still laying around here. Why not consume?
Why not?
Yeah.
So it was great. So fun.
I saw a lot of bands at Coachella at the festival, which was happening a mile from Stryker.
Oh, you didn't go to the house?
Well, I didn't.
What a bummer. Did you not get in?
I sort of wish I would have gone to the house, but for the most part, I was at the festival, which I thought was very fun. I saw Bleachers.
Oh, always great.
Really, really a good party band.
Yeah.
Very Bruce Springsteenish.
Okay. Less Steen, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, they're from Bruce, less Steen.
They're from New Jersey, but they're like a party band. It was really good. It was really upbeat. I saw SZA.
Oh.
Nice.
Who was...
Oh, no.
I mean, not as good as the album.
Oh.
There's a lot of people that have problems translating the album to on stage.
Sure.
And she's pretty young.
Yeah.
She brought out Kendrick Lamar and some other people, which was cool.
Are you serious?
Yes. But I would say maybe a year from now, she'll probably be great on stage because her voice is amazing and the album's amazing. Mm-hmm. A little surprised.
Okay.
I saw The Weeknd.
All right.
Somebody told The Weeknd that he has to start moving.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, because that was a big complaint. He just stays in one spot.
Just stands and sings.
Yeah.
That's it.
And okay.
So some of the time, it looked like he was just throwing his hands around just to keep moving.
Oh, no. Do you think, like, something in his head, he's like, oh, shoot, move. Yeah, that's right.
No, I don't think so. I don't think it was that bad. But he was jumping up and down and running back and forth. And he started with Pray For Me, and he went right into Starboy.
Uh-huh.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Right away? Yes,
oh,
two of his
weird.
Biggest hits.
Okay.
He started with.
Huh.
That was pretty awesome.
I heard he got pretty emotional during a couple songs, like almost cried.
I may have left before then. I'm not positive.
You left during the emo part of the set?
I'm not positive. Yeah. I didn't know the emo part was coming.
It was.
I saw Tyler, the Creator, who was great.
Yeah.
I saw Chromeo, which is always great.
Always good.
Post Malone.
Nice.
So I'm not a big fan?
No.
I saw Niles Rogers.
How's the crowd for Niles Rogers? Chic featuring Niles Rogers.
It was strangely sort of in the late afternoon.
Huh.
Yeah, which I was surprised by because all they were doing was hits.
Yeah.
All these hits that he's played on and everything else. It sounded like a super great cover band just playing party tunes.
Right, but it was him.
Yes.
Amazing.
And at the exact same time when he started, I was sitting in the K-Rock trailer with David Byrne, and we were like, I don't even know if we can talk because it's so loud. You hear Niall Rogers.
That's the weirdest sentence I've ever heard.
Right, and then when he left, I was like, I'm going to go see Niles Rogers.
Yeah.
So that was great. I saw Black Bear. You know Black
Bear?
Yes. Saw him. Loved it. Saw a little bit of Haim. Loved it. And let me tell you something about Beyonce.
Yeah.
But what are you going to tell me about Beyonce?
I mean, I heard that she was performing. Mm-hmm. I heard that this was important.
Yeah.
That was next level.
Yeah.
That was really insane.
Yeah, that was life-changing.
There was a marching band, and she had hundreds of dancers, and there were sound effects, and there were fireworks and everything. I mean, it was really... No one else should try choreography.
Right.
That's it. They should just retire it now.
And the fact that I watched that online because I was like, okay, I'm going to watch this because my friends' heads are going to explode and I want to know what they're talking about. To see her singing and doing those moves, I was like, I would be dead within 5 minutes tops.
Right. That's why
she didn't stop.
That's why the Britney Spears of the world lip sync.
Yes.
Because it's too hard to dance.
Yes.
And sing well.
Yeah.
She did both.
It made me feel like I was at a historically black college, like a big football event. That's what it felt like being
That's
there.
What it felt like there, yeah.
Then
she brought out Jay-Z.
Right.
Then she brought out Destiny's Child.
No big deal. Amazing. And can we discuss Kelly Rowland? She has aged incredibly well. And she can move. I really think she should have been the breakout star.
But instead of Beyonce?
Or up there with her, I'm just saying.
I totally agree with you. In the Destiny's Child day, I was like, oh, she's so good.
She's the best.
So good.
Yeah.
And then for some reason, Beyonce just went and went and went. But Kelly is
manager.
Kelly is fantastic. And you know, watching Beyonce, it's just another example between the super duper stars who should get paid $3 million for a performance, and then pop stars who think, or other rock stars who think they're doing a good job. There really is a difference, and you can see it in that right there.
Yeah. You were blown away, weren't you, Kevin?
Yeah, I was.
Blown away.
And I wasn't expecting to be. Uh-huh. I knew it would be good.
Right.
But I was blown away, yeah.
Yeah.
And the other band that I saw was Dreams.
Oh, right.
Oh.
And that's the guy. Daniel Johns from Silverchair.
Yes.
And the guy from...
Luke
from
Steel. Empire of the Sun.
Right, from Empire of the Sun.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And it was a huge tent.
Uh-huh.
Probably held 1,000 people. There were 200 people there.
No.
Oh.
You could walk right up to within 10 feet of the stage. It was a bummer. I was like, these guys are looking out. What must they see?
Yeah.
No one. But they were great.
Huh.
It was really mesmerizing, that band.
Yeah.
I do want to play one voicemail that I got from Stryker.
Mm. And this is you got me a voicemail from me.
Yeah, you called me.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, this was on Friday. I got this message on Friday, and you tell me what I was supposed to do with it.
There is a Stratus car in front of me, which I had never heard of a Stratus. Kevin, what the hell? Never mind.
That's it.
What?
That's the message.
No.
That's the message.
Did you know you were leaving a message?
Yes, and I had a point of calling him.
What was it? Because you didn't get to it on the message.
I wanted to invite you to come to the K-Rock house, and I was going to meet you after. But what happened was...
You saw Stratus.
I did see the Stratus threw my train of thinking off so much when I saw this car. I didn't know what it was, and it wasn't like a Ferrari. It was just a gray, normal car. And I was getting lost coming to the house, and I got totally distracted. I'm sorry about that.
All right, I have two more voicemails to play for you. These are ones that I left for Stryker, yes. And he didn't listen to.
Oh, no.
Stryker, this is message one.
Ted, you're an idiot. We're at the Merv Griffin house. Remember the house at the party? With the tiger. Remember the house with the tiger?
You remember the house with the tiger?
Of course I remember the house
with
the tiger.
That's where we were.
That's the best party any of us have ever been to in our life. And I thought we'd never get there again. And you made it there?
It got better.
That's where we are. And they have a weed bar. They have a bar for weed. That's happening. And you're not here. So, bye.
That's devastating.
I know it shouldn't be surprising because weed's legal.
Sure.
But they had a full bar.
Yeah, to see it out there, it's still...
And the girls were walking around with platters that they were holding joints on. And they were just like, hey, you want something? You want something? You want something? I was like, this is the best. Then I called it back.
Tiger! Tiger House. Weed bar. Bye.
Tiger House.
Oh, God.
What time of night was that? Past 12 or 1?
Probably 3 a.m.
Wow.
I want to say.
I'm so glad I didn't hear that because I probably at 3 a.m. I was asleep for 6 hours at that point.
What?
I would have put on my pajamas and just rolled there and looked for the Stratum.
That's what I was hoping for.
Oh, man. Sleep. Thanks for even thinking of me and calling
me. Hey, thanks for listening to my messages. That was great.
Next time.
Can you take a selfie with a celebrity in the background without them knowing?
Very rare.
Very rare.
They are on to you.
They really are for the most part. That's coming up next. But first, on Monday mornings, we check in with Harvey Levin. Good morning, Harvey.
Good morning, guys.
Harvey, of course.
What's up, Harvey?
TMZ.
How are you?
We're good. How are you?
I'm good.
I have a problem with your Justin Bieber story.
Tell me.
Kevin.
Not buying it.
Why?
I totally buy it.
I'll tell you why. Because you remember the other scraps, in quotes, that he's gotten into where his gigantic bodyguards just step in and regulate,
and he
just sort of cries like a little girl. And then he gets, sorry, girls, I didn't mean it that way. He cries like a little baby. And I can't believe that I can't imagine that he's grown up enough to protect somebody and punch somebody and do the right thing and all that.
How do I respond to
this? Does he not have security guards anymore?
He went to the party with a friend. And
I believe this story.
I already don't buy it.
I totally believe it because he's grown up.
Please.
He has done some growing up. He found God. I think things are looking up for Justin.
No, but Allie, there's one other thing too.
That's cute.
He's not drinking anymore.
See?
Because honestly he really has kind of cleaned up his act. So he's not drinking or doing anything else. So he was at the party. He was sober. And he goes to the party. And look, I wasn't there, but I can tell you based on what, it's funny. I'll tell you the story. I was in Miami shooting something for our show Objectified.
Okay.
I land in LA and the plane is taxiing and my phone rings. And somebody says, look, Justin Bieber hit somebody in the face and pushed him against the wall. And I think, wow. But then we start making phone calls on it. And I honestly believe this.
Can I stop you right there?
Yep.
Was your first thought, I'm sure it was a bodyguard, not Justin.
My first thought was he went off the rails.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But he didn't. I mean, look, the guy, here's what happened. Patrick Schwarzenegger had an after party at Coachella. So he goes to the party with a friend and he's standing around and then he sees this guy come in and the witnesses around were saying the guy looked like he was on drugs or something. So the guy comes in and beelines it for this woman and people thought it might be like an ex-girlfriend and just gets into it with her, grabs her by the throat and won't let her go. Justin sees it and screams, let her go. Maybe he says it that way.
Kevin,
come on. Give him a break.
Why?
That's what I'm saying.
What has he done for me to give him a break?
You ever heard the phrase that, sometimes even a broken clock is right twice a day?
Yes.
Give him a break.
All right, continue with your story.
Okay, so the guy tells him to blank off, and Justin walks over because the guy won't release his grip, slugs him in the face, pushes him against the wall. The guy gets ejected from the party. Then he's outside just crazy, and about 10 minutes later, he sees an SUV, thinks Justin's in it, starts screaming Justin's name, and apparently starts going after the SUV and hitting it, and the cops come in and arrest the guy.
Nope.
Give him a break on this one.
I don't have to give him a break, do I? let's just discuss
this. If Harvey Levin is saying it, then I believe it. Harvey is about 98 for his last 98 on stories, I would say. Maybe even a better percentage than that.
I agree, but this one doesn't pass the smell test to me. It's
Why?
Not, because if, Justin Bieber is not that guy.
Okay,
I don't know.
Hold on. We're going to break it down. Is Justin Bieber athletic?
Yes.
Yes, yeah. Very.
Undeniably, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So he's got some strength behind him, right?
Uh-huh.
And
that's it? Because he's not the type of person who would intervene in somebody else's fight to protect.
A man that has his hand on a woman's throat and is not releasing it.
Right.
I better believe that any man is going to stand up.
And Justin was the only one that saw that?
Maybe he was closest.
Allie,
let Justin live.
I'm going to just let her do it because she's doing better than me.
I don't understand. First of all, I saw the video of Justin out at Coachella talking to the yodel kid, and I thought, oh, look at how lovely he is being to this child.
He was more generous than I ever gave him credit for.
Absolutely. I think that there is maybe a change. Obviously, give him time. Give him time. Who knows what's going to happen? Do I believe he intervened seeing a woman basically gasping for air? Absolutely. 100% I believe it.
You mean his security guard?
No.
His bodyguard.
Him.
Hmm.
Kevin.
Don't you know, Kevin, that Justin is athletic?
That's what I've heard.
I hate you all.
I'm sorry,
not
Harvey.
You, Harvey. This is something that happened.
I love
believe
Harvey.
It.
But one thing that, and I don't want to take this too dark of a turn, but I just watched that Joe Paterno movie, and
right.
there is a coach who witnessed something in the shower. Now, mm-hmm. if I saw that, I would have ran in there and punched the dude in the face. This guy didn't do anything. He just
right.
went on his merry
but
way.
All
and, like,
I'm saying
told
is,
somebody.
We've seen Justin Bieber throughout the last what 10 years?
Justin,
he's not that guy.
He
Kevin,
might have peed
Kevin
in a bucket.
If you had video of this, you wouldn't believe it.
No, I. You're right.
What's wrong with you?
You can follow Harvey Levin on Twitter at Harvey Levin TMZ. TMZ airs on Fox Channel 11 Monday to Friday at 6. TMZ Live airs Monday to Friday at 4 on Fox. TMZ Sports is midnight on Fox Sports 1. And the TMZ tour, you can take your family to see everything around Southern California. Harvey, thank you very much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Allie.
You're welcome.
Dave, the King of Mexico, has joined us in studio.
Hey, good morning.
Dave got caught taking a selfie by the celebrity. You know how you the celebrity's behind you?
Mm-hmm.
So at Coachella.
Right. So you're taking a selfie, and you want them in it, clearly, but you're acting like you're just taking a picture of yourself.
Right.
Who was it, Dave?
Well, I was watching Jim Arakwai, and I saw Daniel Kaluuya from Get Out and Black
sure.
Panther.
Good
and
Lord.
And I was like,
right?
Oh, dude, it's him. I dig him, and I don't want to bug him for a photo while he's watching the band.
Right.
So I said, oh, I'll take a little selfie of myself,
mm-hmm.
and then he'll just be in the background, and it'll be funny, and I'll post it.
Right.
So I get selfie ready. I turn around, smile like an idiot, mm-hmm. and I see him looking at me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, damn it! Now, what do I do then? What am I supposed to do? What's etiquette? What's protocol?
Leave Coachella and put your head in the sand. That's protocol, King.
I mean, I don't know. What did you do?
So what I did is I got
Because I have an answer that I would do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what I ended up doing is I got my girlfriend and her friend and I ended up taking a picture of all three of us. And with him in the background,
mm-hmm.
he's looking at me, dead on looking at me.
So he knew.
And I start taking pictures and then he starts making faces. And
I love him so much.
Cool. He's awesome.
So I posted it on my Twitter account, but then I retweeted it from Kevin and Bean, and it's up there now. And you could see him just looking at me and giving me like a sly look, like I got you.
Mm-hmm.
And then he walked out, and I said nothing to him.
What?
Yeah, I said nothing to him.
Because if he catches me and I'm taking a selfie, and he's close enough that he's in it, and I can see he's looking at me,
right?
And maybe even making faces.
Yeah.
I turn around and go say hi. Do you mind? I didn't want to bug you, but that's what I would do.
Yeah, but I mean, what am I supposed to do?
That's what I would do.
Okay,
that's my answer,
Allie.
I actually preferred Dave's picture because it's so damn funny. I'm looking at it right now. Daniel's like,
yeah,
okay.
I'm looking
at it. Hysterical in the picture.
Striker,
but
what would you do?
I would say after that, I would take the picture. Then I'd go. My bad, dude. You knew what I was doing. I'm an idiot.
You say something. Just briefly.
Yeah, leave it at that, for sure.
Stryker?
It is so tough. If there's a celebrity out there that you just can't resist getting a picture with, and mm-hmm. you're going to the lengths of taking a selfie just to get a quarter of an inch of part of their head
right
behind you in the back, and you can't see it that great. Instead of doing that, and most people, when you write in the comment, aren't even going to see that, Dave. Why don't you just go up to the dude? And be like, and do what Kevin said. That's the way to go.
Because he's
and
watching.
And I think celebrities like that. What's that?
Because he's watching a band.
All right. And to you, I say, no, he wasn't. At that second, he was watching you.
Yeah, because I'm the a-hole with
right.
the bright light looking at
But
look
I'm
me.
Saying you're not going to disturb him if you walk up because he's already not watching the band and noticing that you're doing that.
Okay.
So you've got a tiny window to just walk up and do. I'm really sorry, dude. I just didn't want to bug you.
That's right.
Well, he left right after that, so I ruined
way
his
to
night.
Go.
And now he left Coachella.
Yeah. And now
son of a bitch.
And I had a chance for another person, and I was like, I'm not going to do it.
Who was
I'm
the other
person?
I'm not
going to do it. Watching in the pit, and Eminem, Cindy Crawford is right behind me with Randy Gerber, and they're partying with Casamigos. When they have their cups out,
mm-hmm.
they're all taking tequila shots,
mm-hmm.
and I wanted to go like, and she kept like, I kept looking over, and she caught me.
She noticed you were looking.
Yeah, and I just wanted to go like, hey, can I have a shot? But I just couldn't.
Can I have a shot? You want to ask for the alcohol?
Yeah,
Dave, why not?
Dave, you are doing it in the creepiest. I think a go-to line, Kevin. You tell me. Instead of creeping them out. like a 10 out of 10 you are doing King of Mexico, which is, that is absolutely insane. If they see you looking at them, you walk up super fast. Right. Like, I'm a huge fan. After the set, is there any chance that you and I can just take a quick pic?
Perfect, too.
And if they say no, okay. If they say sure, then you know at the end of the set, you track them down.
To be honest, I didn't know Cindy Crawford. I just thought it was some very beautiful
woman. Wait a minute. Hold on.
This is where it gets even weirder.
So you just saw alcohol. That's what you saw.
I saw these people partying, and I was like, oh, these guys are awesome, because they snuck in a bottle with an actual bottle of Casamigos.
Which is difficult to do.
Yeah, with their cups, and they're just pouring it and sharing it. And I was like, wow, that chick's hot. And I was like, is that Cindy Crawford? And I had to look for the little mole.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, yeah, it is her. I'm still looking.
So, again, who did you take a picture with in the background?
Daniel Kaluuya.
Okay. And Cindy Crawford is behind you doing shots. And how many pictures did you take?
Zero, because I didn't want to bother her. Like a good human being.
The King of Mexico is bullshit.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:52. We're going to do great news next. But first, Allie is here with a look at what's happening.
Can I just read this tweet that just made me laugh?
Sure.
It's from Tatiana Torres. She says, having Ted Stryker on Kevin and Bean is like having an adorable senior citizen sent to wrangle small child Kevin. And she couldn't be more right. I mean, just today.
But is Stryker corralling me?
Well,
I feel like it's going both ways.
I think the child is corralling more of oldie Stryker over there. Yeah. Yeah. If you missed Stryker's earlier chatting about Coachella and how we never left the K-Rock house. And what time would you say you were in bed most nights? By 9?
Okay. I was in my bed.
Mm-hmm. Just to answer the question.
9:40.
I can just about walk. I can't hardly walk. I can't see too far and I can't hear too good.
I want to defend myself a little bit. Do I have 20 seconds?
Sure.
The reason is... Number one, I like to go to bed early, but I also understand...
Right, but Coachella's once a year.
And it's only 1 mile away, and it is once a year. But when I'm at the K-Rock Coachella house, and I am here having the best time, but also working and interviewing the band, and it's on camera, and you're putting out the energy,
right.
And the bands are playing,
sure.
Are playing,
right.
And there's K-Rock listeners here,
mm-hmm.
And you're floating around, and you're existing among the people, and you're
right.
Bouncing, and people's suntan lotion glides on your sweatshirt, and all that kind of stuff. At the end of all the suntan gliding and hamburger consuming and hot dog eating and bands playing, I just wanted to get in my bed and take a hot shower in the opposite order.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
A lot of people...
Did that make sense? And be fresh for the next day to do it again here.
Yeah. A lot of people nap.
Yeah.
Have you ever napped, Stryker?
I'm not a good napper.
I will tell you this. Okay. In Stryker's defense, everyone else from the house came over. Oh, wait. That's not his defense. Sorry.
That is not the opposite of in his defense.
I wanted to be alert. And also... This is, and I love working it. There's way tougher jobs than this. Most people's jobs are way tougher, but I've gotten up at a time I'm not used to getting up lately.
Right, true. Okay. And thank you for that.
Thank you for having me. And so, to be honest, I'm a little thrown off when 6 p.m. has hit lately. My eyes turn red and can barely speak properly.
Have you heard of a nap?
I don't take those.
Okay.
I'm not good at napping.
That's sad.
But Kevin.
Hello.
If you want to go get fajitas and a margarita sometime, I would
love
to...
What are you talking about?
Back on that!
I'm talking about Coachella and the after parties and all the fun and the bands that are playing. I'm not talking about a typical day.
I apologize.
You can't go to bed after 6 p.m. at Coachella?
I feel bad now. I'm sorry. I do. I'm sorry. I just... Yeah.
I can just about walk. I can't hardly walk. I can't see too far and I can't hear too good.
Back to you, Ellie.
All right. I feel like it was at least 4 years ago when we first heard that Flea was going to put out an autobiography.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now we have a release date and a title. It will be called Acid for the Children.
What?
You heard me. Acid for the Children. That's the title of his autobiography. It comes out on September 25th. And here's what it is about. young, rebellious life on the streets of L.A., the tumultuous creative journey of the legendary Red Hot Chili Peppers through its various incarnations over the last 30 years.
Bitchin'.
Right? Totally bitchin'.
I'd read it, but a strange title.
Yeah, Acid for the Children is an odd, odd title, but...
But he's fascinating. He I'd read that in a second.
Absolutely.
And by that, I mean I would listen to the audiobook.
Yeah, let's be honest. Reading's for suckers, right, Kevin? Absolutely. I talked last hour about how it was so sweet of everyone reaching out to tell me that Donald Glover will be performing on May 5th on SNL as both the host and the musical guest. Also lovely, everyone checking to see if I was okay because of the news of John Cena and Nikki Bella breaking up. They have called off their engagement, calling it quits. They've been together about 6 years. To which I say thank you, but it's Daniel Bryan and Brie Bella that are the ones I love. So people are like, oh, so now you don't care about breakups? No, I totally do. I totally care, and it's very sad anytime anyone breaks up, but... I mean, we all saw this coming, right? Who's
Can you fill me in, Allie, a little bit? So you like the couple as a couple, or you like the gentleman in the relationship?
No, I love Daniel Bryan and Brie Bella equally. I think they are wonderful.
She likes them as a couple and wants them to continue being a couple.
Forever.
Oh, okay. Got it. They were
one of my couples that I said I would be strangely upset if they ever broke up.
Ooh.
But John Cena and Nikki Bella... They're kind of a different story because they had broken up before because she desperately wanted children.
Right.
And John Cena said, I'm not having kids. I'm not getting married. They broke up. He realized, oh, my God, I can't live without her. They got back together, but it was still a matter of, listen, I don't want to hold you back from anything. If you want to have kids, you can't be with me. You have to find someone else. Right there, you kind of say to yourself, ooh, that's either going to totally work because she's given up on the idea, or there's going to be so much resentment in that situation. But apparently they have called it quits, and I promised I wouldn't say it's because she never gets to see him because he travels so much.
I'd go to Coachella with John Cena next year.
See, that was a John Cena joke that about eight people got, and they're rolling their eyes. And I apologize.
You should.
You would not go with John Cena next year. How would John Cena being there change? You would Kevin right in front of you.
I would.
He's our John Cena.
Okay, go ahead. Go on.
I'm not sure what that means. I couldn't even get that out.
You mean physically, of course.
Oh, that brought me joy.
Thoughtful is it that our audience thinks of things that maybe you care about?
It's so nice.
And give you a heads up.
People
will always text me, Car Chase, Channel 9.
Yeah.
And like,
oh,
that's the coolest thing.
Absolutely. You love you some Car Chases.
I do.
For sure.
I'm just saying it's really nice of listeners to
it
do
It really
that.
Is. Yeah. Absolutely. And then I look like a jerk when I'm like, no, it's Daniel Bryan and Brie Bella that I like and that I care about their happiness.
Sure.
But I do care about John Cena and Nikki. Mm. Just nowhere near as much. Some birthdays for you? You interested?
Sure.
Claire Foy, John Cryer, UFC fighter Nate Diaz, Bill Belichick, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Akon, Martin Lawrence, and Chance the Rapper. And that's what's happening.
Coming up next, my interview with David Byrne. What are the chances of that?
That's a crazy sentence.
It's really bizarre.
To hear this interview.
It's really strange because when he walked in, I was like, who doesn't belong here? Me. What's happening?
Do you get nervous before those
Yes.
things? Yeah, me too.
Especially somebody with that much history that everyone knows and loves.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to ruin it. It's like all you want to do is stay out of the way and let the person look good.
Right.
But also he sort of has the, I don't know, when you think about him doing interviews as an interviewer, sometimes he can be a little bit difficult.
Okay.
And I don't think he's doing it on purpose, but just sometimes it's low energy or he's not into
and
it.
His brain works in a very different way than anyone else's.
Right. Yeah. But it went really well, and I was so happy because I didn't ruin it.
Yay. Good goal.
It's Monday morning, and on Monday mornings we like to do great news.
When you wake up, all you hear is bad news. So bad it makes you want to hit the snooze. Kevin and Bean can make that go away. It's time for great news today.
Great news!
All right, I'm going to start. And my story comes out of Humboldt, Saskatchewan. I don't know if you heard about this bus crash with the hockey team. Let's see. A truck slammed into a bus carrying 28 members of the Humboldt Broncos, a junior hockey team, on Friday, killing 15 people. Team's head coach, assistant coach, team captain, radio announcer, and stats keeper were among the dead. And a bunch, some of them, of course, survived and went to the hospital and are doing a little bit better. But what a devastating thing.
Awful.
So somebody put up a GoFundMe page to help them. And the GoFundMe campaign, they were shooting for $4 million. If there's a way we could get $4 million to help out the families of the people who passed away and everything, that would be great. It was called Funds for Humboldt Broncos. As of Monday, it had raised $6.2 million. And upwards of 81,000 people donated.
Wow.
So a lot of times you give the person credit for starting the GoFundMe, but the real heroes of this story are the 81,000 people who donate because they feel like they can help in some way.
Absolutely.
And that's super amazing. And the update now is 11.6 million. I'm sorry, what is it now?
It's up to $11
million. $11 million now. And they were just looking for four.
Yeah.
And the world has really rallied around that community. I know Drake is Canadian, of course, but he was wearing one of their jerseys at the Toronto Raptors playoff game.
Mm-hmm.
And for those that don't know, this hockey program that Kevin is talking about, it's similar to what high school football is like in Texas. Like, it is the thing that you do. And so this just wasn't just a random team that no one has ever heard of. A lot of professional hockey players were part of this program.
And a lot of people helped.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's my great news.
Oh, goodness. Well, I'll take it from here.
Okay.
This is about a 9-year-old named Sammy Vance from Fort Wayne, Indiana. I don't know if you've heard of these things called buddy benches. But schools have them placed out where the kids have their recess. Because if you think about it, recess, the one time for kids to be social, get out there, they play. What about for a kid that either doesn't have friends, doesn't really participate in the sports, that kind of thing? It can be a very lonely, kind of scary time for them.
So they make them sit on a bench?
Well, no. What you do is you have this buddy bench. You can go sit on the bench. You see someone on the buddy bench and you say, oh, that they need someone.
Oh, interesting.
And then that kid walks up, starts a conversation, and it's a way to make new friends, which is so beautiful and just so lovely. And this 9-year-old Sammy wanted to do that at her school. So she decided to have a creative proposal. She drew a picture of the buddy bench, explained what it was going to be, how we could do it at our school. The principal saw it and said, love it. Now come up with how we fund it. Sammy's like, I'm 9, you dick. All right, that didn't happen. But Sammy and her mom got to work. They found a company that creates these benches from recycled plastic at a third of the cost of what it would take to build a new one.
Oh.
Only catch? They have to provide the plastic, 400 pounds of it per bench. So the community rallied together. We're talking classmates, community members, area businesses, collecting plastic bottle caps and lids and donations. They thought it would take about a year to have enough to make the bench. 2 months.
Wow.
2 months they had enough. So now they've got the bench. They did it in such an amazing way. First of all, you've got a bench. That's great. You're now recycling.
Yeah.
You've got the whole community involved. This little girl, Sammy, changed a lot of stuff in that area. And now other area schools have followed Sammy's example, and they have all started collecting bottle caps for their own buddy benches. So way to go. I mean, when people say one person can't change something, that's just not true.
Yeah, agreed.
It's just not true. And that's my great news.
Stryker, you're up.
All right. My story is about a police officer in Billings. It was a normal day in Montana. Billings, of course, the largest city in the Wonder State. Actually, that's my Keith Morrison impression. Hold on.
Are you leaning against something?
What the hell's going on?
That was my audition for Dateline right there.
Good Lord.
Let me start this over. I don't know what happened.
Bring it back, Garrison Keillor.
Good
Oh, man.
Pull, Kevin.
Oh, okay. So this story, I love Keith Morrison, and I'm leaning on the Coachella
All
bench
right.
here.
Okay.
It's about a police officer in Billings, Montana. Billings, though, is the largest city in Montana. The capital is 110,000. The officer's name is Seth Foster, and he was on a normal patrol until he saw a young boy playing football by himself. So the officer not only stopped, but he played catch with the young man until the mom came out. And the officer said, man, you got to buy this little guy some gloves and a football because he is one heck of a player. And the mom said, you know, we can't really afford it right now. Maybe next Christmas. So what did the officer do? He went to the sporting goods store and he bought the kid a bunch of gear.
Wow.
He went to the school. He dropped it off for the kid. Now the kid's got the gear. The officer did a good thing. And he said, when you see other people and you can help, you should help and you should pay it forward. Thank you, Officer Foster. And that is really great, fantastic news on Kevin and Bean Show.
That's not what it's called.
What is
it
called?
We have a title of the feature.
What is it?
It's great news. Great news.
Oh, and that is great news.
Saturday, I want to say, he was at Coachella and he came and did an interview at the K-Rock tent or trailer. And when he walked in, I thought, wow, I shouldn't be the one doing this. Is there a plane right over your head, Stryker?
Yeah, there's a private jet about to take. I think it's Beyonce taking off.
I see. Okay.
What's up, Bane? Lemonade! Lemonade!
Do you expect her to shout back?
Becky with the good hair!
All
Stryker.
Right, that's not what you want to yell necessarily.
Oh, that's not the right thing?
So David Berg came in and sat down, and I got a chance to interview him. And later, everybody's like, oh, that was so good, that was so good. And I thought they were saying, because David Byrne sometimes isn't into interviews.
Mm-hmm.
It turns out they were saying they were worried about my part of it.
Sure.
Which they should have been.
Yeah.
Probably. Here I am with David Byrne. We are backstage while Nile Rodgers is on the stage out there, and he's singing Freak Out, which is pretty strong.
Yeah, yeah.
This is great. Do you love coming to Coachella? It's David Byrne, by the way, kicked out of high school choir because he couldn't keep tune. Is that true?
This is true. Yeah,
and now in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Well, yeah.
It's not just a throwaway.
I don't know if everybody in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame can hold a tune either, but that
that has never been a problem, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe some of the best music that we have that would never have been discovered by shows like American Idol and stuff like that.
I think so.
Let's talk about your new album. It's called American Utopia, and it's not exactly American Utopia.
Not exactly.
But I find it interesting because on the Kevin and Bean Show, we're doing sort of a janky version of what your album is about, and that is there's so much negative news in the world, and it's a nightmare to turn on your TV at any point, so we do a feature called Great News.
That's amazing.
And it's just inspirational stories that will make you believe in humanity again, and that's sort of what your album is doing, right?
And I have another project that I've been working on called Reasons to Be Cheerful, which is pretty much exactly what you're talking about. I also, if I find stories, some initiative or some project that somebody's done that's been very successful that is kind of good news, that is doing something good in the world. And
inspirational.
Yeah, that's inspirational. Yeah. And it can be could possibly be picked up by other places and copied. I go, okay, we should know, more people should know about this, and let's counter all the insanity that's out there.
So your new song is Everybody's Coming to My House, and it's fantastic. And the first time I looked for the video, I pulled up the Detroit High School Jazz Choir.
That kind of is the video.
I was like, David's not putting himself in this at all.
Yeah, I'm not in it at all. And the music on the record is not in it at all. It's there. They are interpreting the song. It's a jazz choir out of Detroit, like high school kids.
Did they just send it in?
No. Somebody'd heard of them and got in touch with them and said, well, hey, will you do this? Would you be interested in doing this? I loved it. I thought their interpretation of the song was much more open and inviting and welcoming.
Would you say better?
I didn't go that far. All right, it's better in certain ways than my version. Yeah.
But a lot of different people are doing that and putting up videos and sending in stuff, and it's really a great cause and it's really doing well.
Yes, and sometimes you get a completely different take on the meaning of the song.
Do you get surprised when that happens? Because I know, of course, as an artist, you have your idea of what that song is, and each song on the album sort of plays into the same theme.
Yes, sometimes it's surprising. And if enough people have a completely different take on the song, sometimes I start to think to myself, maybe I was wrong.
Maybe I didn't do it right?
Yeah, maybe I didn't do it right.
No,
maybe it wasn't clear enough.
No, yours is good too. It's not a matter of that. So you're here at Coachella. What songs do you? I know you're going to play a lot of the new stuff. What songs do you have to play that are Talking Head songs or that are anything else for the crowd to be not riot?
I don't think I have to play any specific ones, but I think I have to play a certain number of recognizable ones. So we do Burning Down the House and Once in a Lifetime, Naive Melody. That's a lot of people's favorites. We do, you know, and we do a couple of other ones.
And then how many of the new album are you doing?
For a festival, I'm not sure. It might be four songs festival, and then we do some other ones. We do a cover song, and we do some other songs that I've done over the decades.
Is it strange to be at a festival where maybe not everyone even knows who you are or knows about your history or anything like that? A lot of these people are here for different reasons, and they're not necessarily coming for you. Does that make it harder, easier, more fun?
I think it's pretty great. I find that actually a fair amount, not all, but there's a certain percentage of kind of a younger crowd that actually does know what I...
Sure.
Some of what... Not all, but some of what I do, which is very exciting. And it's also very exciting for me to be up there and sing to a new audience, not all people who are my age. God bless them. Those people are nice too. But it's nice to introduce what I do and kind of my perspective to a different crowd. We did do a show in Guadalajara in Mexico. That was really interesting because I think the audience didn't know anything.
Nothing at all.
I got the impression they didn't even know the Talking Heads songs. And
that's rare.
So it was kind of great. The show is a little bit unusual in itself. So in the beginning, there was which might happen here too. There was this kind of what the hell is this?
What is this and what am I seeing?
Yes, what is this and what is he doing? But by the end, they were kind of won over, and you could tell that they said, now we want more. Well,
now I'm done.
The next act has to come on now.
You said you do some covers. Do you want to tell us what they are or no?
You'll see, actually.
Okay.
You'll see. We're doing, it's a Janelle Monáe song.
Oh, all right.
Not one that I think is that well known.
Okay.
It's one that's very, very important, I think.
All right. Well, that sounds great. David Burr, we appreciate you coming by. We always appreciate you taking time, and you're here at Coachella. Have a great set.
Thank you very much.
And the album is called American Utopia, and it's already out. You can get it now.
Thank you.
Thank you, David.
How nice was he?
Wow.
Great job, Kevin. That was really good.
Stryker said like he's talking to a puppy.
No, that
was really good.
Good job, Kevin.
You did good.
No, Kevin.
I was a
Chic playing in the background. Right. Blasting
Which was nice
in.
To hear that set.
Right.
During the interview.
Yeah. You got David Byrne there, who you mentioned is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Right.
His fans are going to be judging the heck out of every syllable you say, and that was awesome.
I just wanted to not ruin it. That was my goal. Right. I shoot high.
He ruined not a lot. What?
All right. We're going to give away some tickets next for Avengers Infinity War for the premiere.
Oh,
wow. If you'd like to go to that, call now, 1-800-520-1067. We're going to play a game, and you can win those tickets now. We have passes now for the world premiere of Avengers Infinity War.
Yay! That's a huge deal.
The world premiere. It's in Hollywood April 23rd. Allie doesn't necessarily watch superhero movies. How many have you seen of the superhero movies, would you say? Total.
Four? Less than four? Zero?
None.
Does that include the 1976 Superman with Christopher Reeve?
That's a great, great question, Stryker.
I don't...
I feel like that would be right up Allie's alley.
Yeah, I don't think he's an Avenger, though.
Oh, okay.
Right, oh, wait, is he?
He's a superhero. Well, he's a... I don't know.
No, he's not.
Oh. Suck it! Yeah, I know that.
All right, so what's going to happen is Allie's going to describe who it is, and you have to tell us the name. If you win, you'll get passes automatically. We have more than one pair, so we don't have to do a drawing.
Nice.
And this game is called New Avengers Movie, Who Dis?
Oh. So you're just going to hand me a picture and I describe what they're wearing.
I really assumed that was clear.
Okay.
But yes, that's what we're going to do. Let's start with Manuel and Arietta. Hi.
Arlita?
Arlita.
Mm-hmm. Hi, guys.
Hello, are you there? Okay.
What's up, man?
Yeah.
All right, Allie's going to describe a superhero. You just have to tell us who it is, all right?
All right.
All right. It looks like he's wearing red. It could be leather. It could be pleather. Not real sure. It looks shiny. He's got on boots. And I don't know if this is like a gun. Like, it looks like a staple gun, but it could be a blaster. I can't tell quite from this angle. But who?
Would it be Star-Lord?
It would be.
Oh.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Star-Lord. How about that? You got in. Hold on. All right. Not bad. Okay.
This is the premiere, Kevin, that they're
world
winning
premiere.
For. Oh, that, what an awesome prize.
Yeah. Johnny in Gardena, hi.
Yes.
Are you ready?
I am ready.
All right, here's Allie.
Oh, well, this one is easy. Do you even lift, bro? He's just super muscular and green, and he's like, look at these veins.
The Hulk is correct. Yes. Congratulations. You got the movie to the passes to the world premiere.
Awesome.
Nicely done. Thank you. All right, let's go to Jose in L.A. Hi, Jose.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello. All right, this is a lady, and she's wearing black, and it looks like turquoise lights throughout her whole outfit. And she's like, ooh, look at me. I'm real pretty, and I'm going to do some stuff. She's got red hair, wearing black.
Jose.
Black Widow?
Black Widow is correct, yes. Nicely done. Hold on.
Thank you.
I didn't think he was going to get there, you guys, because it took a while. All right. Let's go to let's go to Hugo in West Covina. Hey. Hello. Hi there. Hi, Hugo. You ready?
Yes.
Right. Hey, Hugo. This guy seems to have, like, lights on his chest and on his hands. I have these in my laundry room where you press them and then it just lights up the whole area. So that's pretty cool that he has those. His outfit is red and it appears that he has boots as well. Boots are real popular in this universe, huh?
No kidding. Iron Man?
Iron Man is correct. New Avengers movie, who this? Oh, look at this. 4 out of 4.
I mean, I'm pretty good at this.
No pressure, Ben from Lake Balboa.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Hi.
Hey. I don't know what this dude is doing with the smoky eye, but he is not nailing it. It is not a good look. I don't know if one of his arms is like bionic, but it looks like it's like steel, maybe? It's like a tinfoily color. We'll call it silver with a red star on it.
That sounds like the Winter Soldier.
Look at that. New Avengers movie, who this? Nicely done.
I mean, nailed it,
you
right?
You got tickets to the world premiere. Wow, Allie's taking credit for all those. Thanks for playing. New Avengers movie, who this? 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 10 minutes till 8 o'clock. A full Coachella recap coming up in just a minute. First, what's happening, Allie McKay?
Well, what's happening is the Renaissance Pleasure Fair.
Yeah!
Stryker went, what was it, last week or the week before with your lovely wife?
It was last weekend, and it's one of those things, as I said last week, Allie, and then I'll let you do your news. It is not in my wheelhouse, but I have learned, if there's one thing I've learned in life from going to my psychiatrist is, if I am in the relationship for the long haul, you got to do things that sometimes don't make you the happiest, but they'll make you happy at the end of the day. And the Renaissance Fair did that. I had a great time carrying around my Fred Flintstone chicken leg all day.
Excellent. Excellent news.
All right. Thank you.
If you would like to go to the Renaissance Pleasure Fair... It opens Saturdays and Sundays through May 20th. You're going to see a ton of people in their costumes. There's performers, artisans, acrobats, musicians, a ton of food, some great cocktails as well. I'm going to give colors 10 through 14.
No way!
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's true. Wow, he's super amped.
I can't believe that we're giving listeners spots to the Renaissance Pleasure Fair.
It's true. Kevin, what do you have to say about this?
It's going
to
be great.
Well, you're going to say...
Huzzah!
Thank you so much.
Sorry.
Callers 10 through 14, give a call right now at 1-800-520-1067. Again, callers 10 through 14, 1-800-520-1067. And you're going to get a four-pack of tickets to the Renaissance Pleasure Fair.
Huzzah!
Oh, nailing it. I'm telling you, I have friends that plan out their outfits. Like, what am I going to wear? How do I get these girls real close up to my chin? It's just how it goes.
And that's a thing, and Allie, and I don't know what the rules are these days, but I don't know how that's... Is that a brassiere, or is that tape, or how do they do that?
I don't know. It's like a corset, so that's going to push them up anyway, but they are up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw some young kids with their families walking around, and like some of these kids were getting whiplash as the girls would walk by, and they're like, whoa!
I guarantee so were their dads. I guarantee that. Hey, I told you guys a couple weeks ago about a post on Jared Leto's Instagram where it's just him without the beard looking really hot. And he wrote, "So, should I shave this beard or what? Number one album and I'll chop." Well, rock band 30 Seconds to Mars scores its highest charting album ever on the Billboard 200 as its new studio album, America, debuts at number two.
Oh!
Jared!
So close,
but please, still shave it. Please. I think you owe it to America, really. Mm-hmm. Right?
Does he?
A little bit. Yeah, but that's not bad. Charting at number two. Just beating him was the debut Cardi B, Invasion of Privacy. So, take it up with her. Wow. That's all I'm saying. This is the weirdest thing I've ever read, and I don't understand it. I had Dave, the King of Mexico, read it. I'm like, does this say what I think it says? And his words were, I don't understand any of those words put together.
Okay.
Let me take you through it.
And I'll try and help.
Okay. Paul Simon's Graceland album is being given the remix treatment. So you know Graceland.
Sure.
It's an iconic album. Wonderful. Great. But here, the remixes is going to feature dance and electronic takes of every song on the legendary album. So you can call me Al Electro.
Okay. I know that song real well.
Right? It's going to be released on June the 1st. Does any... What? Why?
That...
Who
sounds
needs that?
Bad.
If it goes number one, Chevy Chase will shave Jared Leto's beard.
Oh, I see what you did, because he was in the original video.
See? That's right, for You Can Call Me Al.
Sure was. Is that,
Thank you, Engineer Rich. Laugh.
I don't know what the hell's going on in the most wonderful way. Were you jealous a little bit, Kevin, that he can whistle?
Maybe.
All right. Have you ever heard Kevin whistle?
No, it's Terry.
It's less whistling than blow humming, but go ahead. All right. Here it is.
I mean,
Hall of Fame, everybody.
Thank you.
It's not great.
Thank
it's
you.
Not really great. hey, CBS has renewed NCIS for another season. That would make it its 16th season.
Wow.
By the way, that show averages around 17 million viewers weekly.
No
it's
kidding.
One of TV's top five most watched shows.
So this must not have been a surprise that they renewed it.
No, but they were waiting for Mark Hyman. What?
I'm sorry, Mark Hyman? It's a very different person.
Oh, Allie!
Mark Harmon to sign a new contract. That's what they were waiting for to see how it would work. Mark Harmon.
It's been a while since we had a moment with.
I mean, listen. Why? Wow.
Don't know why.
Where do you think that came from, Allie?
I am not sure. I will say this. My gym teacher at Louisville High School, shout out LVHS right there on Topanga and Mulholland. Her name was Mrs. Hyman, our PE teacher.
Okay, and you were just thinking about her?
Just thinking about her. I was thinking about sit-ups. I don't know. Huh. That was, yeah.
That was sweet is what that was.
Thank you so much. Sarah Silverman's series, I Love You, America, has been picked up for a second season of 11 episodes on Hulu. And that new season is set to debut on Labor Day weekend this fall. So good news there. And if you are watching Leah Remini's show, the docuseries Scientology and the Aftermath on A&E, so good. They have renewed that for a third season. And the network also gave Leah a, quote, first look development pact that's reportedly going to let her develop a range of documentary content other than Scientology for A&E, Lifetime History.
There goes
that plane.
Beyonce's crew.
All right.
It's all right.
Back to you.
It happens. And two sad deaths over the weekend. We found out about legendary radio host Art Bell. He passed away at the age of 72. Did you ever listen to him?
I don't think so.
He made my conspiracy theories seem tame. Some of the best, like, all UFO, it's just out there. And they were always, it seemed like in the middle of the night, that's when you would listen to Art Bell. Just so... so weird, so good. But
and he did a... Sorry, Allie.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, he was... No matter what the content that he was talking about was, which it was like UFOs and stuff like that, mm-hmm. he was an incredible broadcaster. But anybody that he had on as a guest, he just let the guest go. And he dug deeper. And as a listener, you'd be like... why is this guy not calling him out? But what he did was he kept the interview going, which kept me locked in. And I just thought that was an incredible skill that he had.
Yeah,
so
you could not turn off an Art Bell show.
That's right.
He was fascinating. Absolutely. And actor R. Lee Ermey passed away. From Full Metal Jacket, Gunnery Sergeant. He died at the age of 74 from complications of pneumonia. Mm-hmm. He was actually a U.S. Marine staff sergeant. He was a drill instructor for the Marines, served 14 months in Vietnam, completed two tours in Okinawa, Japan. And besides Full Metal Jacket, he was in Mississippi Burning, Fletch Lives, and he was the voice of the lead soldier in the Green Plastic Army in the Toy Story films.
All right.
He's a good dude.
Yeah.
I did a segment with him when I did Morning News. Just say... good man, for sure. And Ed Sheeran reportedly in talks to join the cast of Danny Boyle's new upcoming musical comedy. Here's what the film is about, and it sounds pretty interesting.
Okay.
We always say, oh, there's no new ideas. Well, this is a new one. It's a film about a man who wakes up one day to discover he's the only person in the world that remembers any of the songs by the Beatles. How great is that? I mean, I am in. I am absolutely in.
I was in at Danny Boyle.
Not at so much at Ed Sheeran?
Sure.
Sure.
Same. I mean,
why
I
not?
Was in earlier. I'm saying I was already in.
Oh, yeah. Danny Boyle can do no wrong. Let's be honest. The British tabloid also says Ed will be writing some of the songs for the movie soundtrack as well. Some birthdays for you. Chance the Rapper. Martin Lawrence, Akon, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Bill Belichick, Nate Diaz, John Cryer, and Claire Foy, and apparently our very own Kat Corbett.
Is that right?
Yes.
Happy birthday, Kat.
Wow.
Happy birthday, Kat. You know what? Take the day off.
I believe she is.
Yes.
All right, then. There she is. And that's what's happening.
People are tweeting and asking if we're giving away passes for Avengers Infinity War, the world premiere. Mm-hmm. If we're giving them away tomorrow. And we are giving them away all week, every day this week. So listen for your chance to win those. Chip is here now. She's got a bizarre story. And then we're going to take your calls on, you met a stranger, and they gave you...
too much information and man.
Mm-hmm. They gave you too much information.
Yeah.
Chip's story is really bizarre.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, you know, we've had hot weather the past, like, about a week and a half. So Thursday, 90 degrees out. I'm driving home from work. My car overheats in the middle of Long Beach.
Oh.
Yeah, so I had to pull off. I ended up in a parking lot, and I thought, okay, I'll give it half an hour, let it cool down, turn it on, see what happens. Turn it on, it redlines, turn it off again. So I have to call AAA, wait for a tow. The tow takes about an hour.
Mm-hmm. Sweet.
But, yeah, which is not ideal, but there's an in and out in that parking lot. I'm fine.
Right.
I can't go anywhere anyway, so whatever, I'll just wait. So the tow truck driver shows up, and he's apologizing, and I'm like, that's fine. Whatever, dude. Like, it's going to be a wait anyway. He's like, yeah, I was on my lunch, but I was at the doctor. I'm like, okay.
Already. Cool. Already at that point, you're like, why are you telling me?
Yeah.
I already said it was cool.
Yeah. I'm like, whatever.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, I had to get some tests done. I'm like, fine. That's, you got to check out check yourself out, whatever. He's like, yeah. You know, got to make sure you don't have those STDs.
What?
Oh. Yeah.
Wait. So he went to the doctor to get tested for STDs.
Yep.
and mentioned that to you within the first how many minutes?
That was the first line of our conversation.
Oh, and you're a captive audience.
Yep.
You can't get out of that tow truck.
Why would he offer up that information?
I know, and then he followed it up with, like, hey, you can't be too careful, man. It doesn't matter. Like, you even, like, just went on this whole, like monologue about, you know, even if you have a partner, you still got to check yourself out. You never know. You never know what could happen. You can't trust that person. Maybe I can trust him, but they don't know, you know.
Like, is it possible he was hitting on you?
Nah, I didn't get that.
Because that's a bizarre...
If that was him hitting on me, that's a bizarre go-to.
Right, that's what I'm saying, but I can't figure out why...
Did he give you the results, Chip?
He said he's clean.
He did,
he's
yes.
Clean. Oh, he nice. Told you the results.
Okay. Gave her the results.
And then he's hitting on you, Chip.
That's
Come
what
on.
I'm saying. He's letting you know that he's clean.
I mean, well, also, how do you think I paid for the tow?
Oh, dear.
No, but I had to sit in the tow truck with him for another 15 miles.
Oh, man.
Southern in Orange County, yeah.
That's so bizarre that he would bring that up at the very beginning. It's not like you guys were having fun and joking back and forth and you were in the tow truck a little later.
Yeah. Blind.
First thing.
Besides, hey, how's it going? Sorry about the wait.
And I love that he gave you the spiel, and I don't know if that's a genius way or a scary way.
Maybe
but
he's
say,
like,
look,
give me some tips. I don't know.
Right, or he was just letting you know, like, I am a careful person. I like to get tested. You never know.
Right.
And P.S., I am clean. Let's go for a ride in my truck.
I'm safe. Yeah. Let's do this.
Let's do this. I'll tow you up, Chip.
So we're going to take your calls. You met a stranger and maybe on a plane. That happens because you're a captive audience. Wherever you're a captive audience, people will talk to you about anything.
Yeah. Right.
And they gave you too much information, like this tow truck driver. I still think maybe he was hitting on you.
Could have been. I mean, look at me.
Because my partner, my partner, if I had a partner, that's him saying, not only am I STD free, but I don't have anyone.
Yeah.
Ah. No, I think he said it made it sound like he did have somebody.
Oh, he did. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Stryker, you have a story?
Well, I was hitchhiking.
Last week?
No, I did hitchhike at Coachella a few years ago, and a couple from Wisconsin slightly kidnapped me, but that's not the story. The story was I was hitchhiking near Sunset Boulevard in one of the canyons, and a lady in a Mercedes picked me up hitchhiking, and she had a bunch of TV scripts on her floor, and they were from The Facts of Life. And the woman...
are we doing Mad Libs right
now?
No, I swear this
okay.
is true.
All right.
So the woman that picked me up hitchhiking, and she's very old now. Her name is Cloris Leachman.
Stop it.
What? Yeah. Come on.
I swear on everything. So she had all these scripts. And I'm like, what are all these scripts? Facts of Life. I know the show. And she said, do you think I should continue doing the show? And I'm like, of course, because I've been watching it since Mrs. Garrett was on. You for sure should keep doing the show.
So she was in negotiations and was considering not going back?
Yes.
And she asked for your advice.
She did. And I wasn't an old man, but I wasn't like a 9-year-old in the car.
Right.
And she picked me up. I was a stranger. She had a Mercedes.
If you know anything about Cloris Leachman.
I don't.
This all checks out.
Oh, really?
She is.
Is she crazy?
Nutty. So fun. She is a complete wackadoodle.
Wow.
I believe every word of this for sure.
It's 100% true.
Oh, I believe it.
I think that's where my love of giving people rides and hitchhiking comes from. Because it started as a youngster. Yeah, and then a hitchhiking in different places. And luckily, it's been all right. And I've picked up people like Woody Harrelson hitchhiking. So
yeah, we're going to have to have that conversation another
okay.
time.
We'll do that another time. But anyway, I gave advice, but it was weird that she was asking me for advice. But she didn't give me her STD stuff or anything. So
probably clean, I would guess. No.
I don't know. She's had a good life.
All right. The number's 1-800-520-1067. You met a stranger. They gave you too much information. You can call and text on that phone number. We'll get to you next. Are you on an airplane or an Uber or a taxi and a stranger told you too much information? That's what we're looking for. The number's 1-800-520-1067. Ashley, you hold on. Everybody else, we'll get to your calls next on K-Rock. We're talking about strangers who gave you too much information. Chip got a tow, and the tow truck driver told her that he had just gone to the doctor to get tested for STDs, and he was clean.
Good news.
I feel like he was hitting on her. You're not buying that.
No, I didn't get that vibe.
Huh. Maybe you should have. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Ashley in Huntington Beach. Hi, Ashley.
Hey, how are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
Good. So let me preface this story by saying this was a first Tinder date.
Oh, okay.
So if that tells you anything. It was our first date. It was maybe 20 minutes in. And I have curly hair. And I was talking about something like, oh, yeah, my curly hair. And he said, oh, well, you're Jewish on top, but I'm Jewish on bottom. And I said, well, what is that? And I made the mistake of.
What? Yeah, don't ask a follow-up question on that, dude.
Yeah. And she said, well, I'm not circumcised. So actually, he was wrong because Jewish people are circumcised.
Yeah, a bris is a huge deal.
Yeah, and so I knew within 20 minutes that he wasn't circumcised. And then he also mentioned, he said, I have diabetes. And I said, oh wow, I'm sorry. And he said, I'm probably going to die of it.
What?
So,
yeah.
So you better hop on and enjoy the ride quick, is what he was saying.
Do you think that's what he meant by that?
I don't know, but I don't even know what to say to that. I was like, wow, well, you should, you know, stay healthy. What can I, you know?
Did you order him a sundae and with extra hot fudge and force it in his mouth?
This is all a very weird date.
He also fat shamed a girl.
Oh,
that
no.
Was sitting right, like, not to her, but in front of me. He likes, oh, girl, look at the size of that girl's ass. I was like, wow.
Oh, okay. Guys know a way to your heart what is making fun of other women.
What a terrible date.
It was a pretty terrible date. So
did you say, excuse me, I'll be right back, I need to use the restroom, and then run for it?
No, I didn't. I actually stayed. He bought, you know, like, you feel like you owe them something. Like, he bought me a drink, so I stayed and talked, but I was so ready to go right away.
I want to speak up for, your name's Ashley, right?
Yes.
Okay, first of all, women, and this is coming from a guy here. If a guy is treating you like that on the first date, and it's pretty much a blind date other than you meeting him on the internet, just because he buys you a $12 drink does not mean you have to then stay 2 hours if he is doing things that are offending you. Because if he's doing that in the first 30 minutes, either A, he doesn't like you, or B, he's just an idiot. So either of those, go. Say he'll be back in 2 and 2 like Chuck Woolery, but don't come back.
Or just say to him, you're gross, I'm out.
Yeah,
I think that's pretty good.
I feel like that's Ashley's good. Too nice to say that.
Yeah. I totally agree with you, Kevin.
To be fair, this was like 5 years ago. This was a younger version of me, so...
Yeah, Ashley, don't play anymore.
No, I actually don't. So.
Kevin has the perfect excuse how to get out of places.
That's what I just said. Oh. Yeah, I'm going to use the restroom.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
And then you just never come back.
Right.
It works.
I did tell him he was rude for calling the girl fat to me, so...
But then stayed?
Yeah.
All right.
Listen, young Ashley, very different from now Ashley. We got you.
Thank you, Allie.
We got you.
Understand it.
We prefer now Ashley better.
Yes. How's your hair in 2018? Is it still very curly?
I have a Brazilian blowout, actually. It's straight.
See, wow, those are totally expensive,
right? Good looking.
Completely totally different. All right. Thank you, Ashley, for the call. We appreciate it.
All right. Bye.
Bye now. All right. Let's go to Alex in Los Angeles. Hi, Alex. Hello, Alex. Do I have everything up?
Yep, you do.
Alex.
Going once, going twice.
Oh, Alex.
Okay. Sorry about that. Dave, King of Mexico, you have a story?
Dude, I made the mistake this weekend of talking to the Uber driver.
Yeah.
And this guy.
Is it just because we just had that conversation about our Uber rating? And some people think they get rated down?
No, it wasn't even my call. Like, I didn't even make the Uber call. I was sitting in with friends, and I just wanted to be nice to the guy, and he was a little chatty. And then we're stuck in traffic going to Coachella, and he proceeds to tell me about how he came in from earlier because his nephew, Orozco, had a baseball game, and he went to cheer him on, and Orozco hit a double.
Oh, good for Orozco.
Yeah, right? No, Orozco's doing well, better than I am at this point. And he's the worst Uber driver because he doesn't know where he's going. And then he starts to tell me that after his nephew's baseball game, he had tamales for lunch.
What?
And have I ever had tamales? I was like, well, yes, I have. I am Mexican. I have had tamales. Dude, what's your favorite? And I was just like, I don't need to know this anymore. Stop.
Another plane striker?
Yep, there's another private jet. It is right. Oh, it's towing something. There it is.
Going right over the K-Rock Coachella house.
Going right over the house right now, trying to get advertising.
But I couldn't stop this conversation. He just kept telling me what he had for dinner and what his plans were for the day.
You opened the door.
That's on you.
I know.
Yeah.
I always bring headphones
for the Uber, and then uh-huh. I say, I don't mean to be rude, but I'm going to listen to my music. Is mm-hmm. that cool? Yeah, okay. And then I put on my headphones. Done.
Yeah.
Done.
A good way to get out of talking is that same thing, but say, I need to listen to this. It relaxes me from killing. Yeah.
You think that's a good idea?
I do.
A good way of handling
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
And then your rating goes straight down? No. All right, let's go to Laura in Redondo Beach. Hi, Laura.
Hello. How are you?
Good. Thank you. Your story, please.
Yeah. So I am a young woman, and I was in my apartment alone, and I had to have a plumber come over. And he was just kind of shooting it around with me. And
I'm sorry.
A little bit.
Shooting what?
Just chit-chatting with me.
Oh,
I didn't say
okay.
that, I promise.
I think right. I saw this movie on Cinemax last week, right?
Go on, no. Laura.
No, we were just chit-chatting, and it felt totally normal. And then all of a sudden, he asked if I wanted to see his tattoos.
What?
And I was kind of taken aback. No.
Yes, Laura.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry, Laura. Yes, you're being overruled. All right, go ahead.
I am. So I was taken aback, so I was just like, oh, okay, sure, I'll see.
You were taking a bath?
Taking a bath.
Oh, taking a bath, okay.
So he started with his arm, and I was like, oh, that's nice, cool, thinking he's going to show me a couple little tattoos, mm-hmm. and then he took off his shirt.
Laura!
And I'm like, oh, okay, this is what's happening right now. And then he took off his pants. He took off his pants.
Wait!
Wait.
Hold up.
I'll just wait for that music.
Your plumber yeah. took off his pants.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Did he have like full leg tattoos at least?
Yeah, so he did have a lot of actually okay. full tattoos. He was explaining all of his tattoos to me. But the second he put his clothes back on, I was like, yeah, I'm going to have to go now, and I left him in my apartment. So
you left him in your own apartment?
Well, I had a landlord downstairs, but yes, I was just like, I'm getting out of here right
and
now.
Yeah, good idea.
Just move and just not tell anyone you're
actually,
looking.
I actually did move within like 30 days because I was a little freaked out.
Wow.
But how was his tool?
Pretty good. It worked.
Yeah. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:52. Allie McKay is here now with a look at what's happening.
You guys know I don't usually do Kardashian stories.
Right.
Why give it air? Until I was tweeted a link to this by a lovely listener, at LoveLARams1, Norma Robles.
Okay.
She sent me how Tristan Thompson, who's Khloe Kardashian's baby daddy, is getting trolled on Twitter.
Oh.
If you don't know the story, some video emerged of him cheating on her. She's, at the time, was 9 months pregnant. Not a good look.
No.
Not good at all. However, the way he is getting trolled from the last picture... Oh, hold on. There's a plane.
There it goes. One of the Kardashians taken
okay.
off from
is
Coachella.
It? Okay.
She's doing selfies in the plane. I can see it.
You can see it.
She's snapping in the plane of herself.
Stupid. So this is one of the last pictures that he posted, and people are responding with the phrase, I hope, and then adding what they hope for him. And it is so funny and so ridiculous because none of them are particularly mean.
Right.
But it's once I start reading them, you're going to get, oh, these are all things that we hate. Starting off, I hope you miss a belt loop every time you put one on. I hope when you eat pizza, the hot cheese hits your chin every single time. I hope you step on a Lego. I hope every time you go out to dinner, the waiter walks by, it's with someone else's food. I hope the next time you go to Chipotle, they charge you extra for guac, but forget to put it in your burrito. I hope every time you go to Olive Garden, they're out of breadsticks. I hope you get an eyelash in your eye that you can never get out. I hope you're on the verge of sneezing for the rest of your life. I hope every time you ask for sauce at Taco Bell, they only give you one packet. I hope you always put your fitted sheet on wrong when you make your bed and you have to start over. But every time you start over, it turns out it's still wrong. Here's one I think was just for me. I hope you always shake hands with people who have moist hands. And finally, I hope every time you're in the club, you miss the beat drop. Oh, I found so
That's
much joy reading
pretty
these.
Funny way of trolling somebody.
Absolutely. Like, you're trolling with stuff that is not particularly mean
That's
or
kind of a funny way to do it.
It's just funny things that we all hate, every single one of those things. So we wish that upon him
That's
for
awesome.
The rest of his life. Well, great news. We found out on Saturday Night Live that one of their new guest hosts coming up on May 5th, Donald Glover. He's going to appear
Yay!
Both. Oh, yes, kids. Both as host and musical guest on May 5th, and that will be the first time ever that he's appearing on the show in either capacity.
Wow.
And then we start talking about it, other people that were not only the host but the musical guest, and there were a lot more than I had remembered. We all remember Timberlake.
I could only think of Timberlake. That's the only one I could think of.
Well, here's the list. Primarily pop stars. You've got Britney Spears, Jennifer Lopez, Justin Timberlake, Taylor Swift, Bruno Mars, Lady Gaga, Justin Bieber, Miley Cyrus, Drake, Blake Shelton, and Ariana Grande.
Pam Anderson?
Not Pam Anderson. Mm-mm. No, but that's quite a list.
Yeah, that's something.
That is a list, you guys.
That is a list.
Correct. We talked about this earlier. Kevin's not buying it. I totally buy it. Justin Bieber is at a party at Coachella. Went with his friend Patrick Schwarzenegger, having a great time. A guy storms into the party, kind of looks out of it. They're not sure if he was on drugs or what. Beelined for a woman. Weren't sure if this was his ex-girlfriend, something. Grabbed her by the neck and just started squeezing. So Justin and a couple other people started screaming, "Stop it. What are you doing? Oh, my God." Like, crazy. And the guy screamed back, "Go F yourself," while maintaining his grip on this woman's neck. So Justin Bieber punched him in the face, threw him against a wall, and ended, essentially, the fight. The guy got kicked out of the party and then was later seen chasing an SUV that he thought Justin was in, like, slamming on the SUV. So he was eventually arrested.
Running beside it?
Yeah, just bizarre. But Justin Bieber, right? Seeing something incorrect happening, and he sprung to action.
If he did that, awesome.
Yes.
Because everyone in that party should have done that.
Absolutely.
Everything we know about Justin Bieber leads me to believe that he didn't do that.
He does tend to, in the past, punk out of situations and has other people handle it.
Yes.
But
if he did, somebody should have done that.
Absolutely.
So good.
I don't know why. I feel like we're seeing a turning point in Justin's life.
Who did he find, Allie? Was it God?
What?
It's the weirdest phrasing ever.
I mean, he did start going to church.
Yeah, he's going to church all the time.
Right,
yeah.
And he talks about God all the time.
Absolutely.
Jesus.
And Jesus? Does he talk about both?
Sure.
God and Jesus?
Sure.
Father,
so he talks
Son,
about
Holy
those.
Spirit.
And he's got a leader that he follows now. He may have been the only one at the party not on ecstasy.
Yeah. So Harvey Levin from TMZ was saying he's completely sober now.
Correct.
So he's just leading kind of this different life than he has.
He had his instincts at full strength. He jumped into action. But I know Kevin thinks it was his bodyguard that probably did it. But I think it was the Biebs that did it.
Here's my thing. I find it hard to believe. Mm-hmm. I hope he did it.
Yeah.
And I wish
Absolutely.
Other people would have also intervened as well.
Yeah, for sure.
Needs to happen.
Yeah, we know Justin has had lots of issues in the past and sends his bodyguard after people, or he's peeing in a, you know, mop bucket. I think he might just be growing up. I really hope he is.
I hope so.
He is changing for the better. A lot of people look up to Justin.
Yeah.
All right. We talked about Beyonce's ridiculous set at Coachella.
It was weird because you see so many bands out there and all of them put on a stage show and they all try and they all do stuff and they're all pretty good.
Right.
And then Beyonce comes on
and
she's marching around with a marching band and she's got them up there and the lights and everything. It was a whole different level.
Yeah, I watched it online because I thought all my friends are going to be talking about because that's all Beyonce.
It was
Beyonce,
amazing.
Beyonce. It floored me.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It was like she said to herself, I only have this one arena show and I need to wow everyone. What do I do? And this is what she did. And she did it at Coachella. But the reason I'm bringing this up is because she had 5 costume changes during that.
Mm.
5 costume changes.
Sure.
And the guy that made her costume says, oh, hey, all of you go into the second weekend. Don't worry. Completely separate collection of looks for you for weekend two. So who knows if she's even going to do the same. My God, can you imagine if her second set is something completely different? She doesn't have the marching band. She doesn't have, what was it, like 30 women playing the violin? I don't even know.
I can't imagine that you could recreate that.
What if she...
in its entirety.
I don't know. What if she does something completely different?
She brought out Jay-Z. She brought out Destiny's Child.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
She knows a lot of people. Kevin, I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
I think I fall in the category, maybe as many of the people listening right now, whereas we respect Beyonce for what she's done in her career. But what, and even though the show is good, I probably only know 3 Beyonce songs max. Mm-hmm. Are you saying, Kev, that this, no matter what you think of her songs, that just the performance is intriguing enough to check it out?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it was really, really impressive.
Yeah,
and
this
some
is
of
Kevin.
Them were songs that I didn't know.
Yeah, this is Kevin.
I don't
who
know
prefers
any of the
rock.
Songs.
I do prefer rock. Yeah. Yes. Agreed. But it was just a spectacle. It was really well done and amazing. A whole nother level than everybody else.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Her, wow, the fact that she could sing and when I say dance, she is going full out. And she is singing live. It was incredible to watch. Also incredible to watch, go to Adele's Instagram.
That's very funny.
Because she posted 3 separate, what she called moods, watching Beyonce on her television. First one, her with the trumpet, just dancing around. Second one, shaking her booty. And let me just say, Adele's got some moves. And then the third one, just head banging. They are the cutest, funniest videos.
They are awesome.
I just love that they're friends. It's lovely. Some birthdays for you. Chance the Rapper, Akon, Martin Lawrence, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Bill Belichick, Nate Diaz, John Cryer, Claire Foy, and Cat Corbett. And that's what's happening.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the... Kevin and Bean Show at 938.
There's some screwing going on here at the house.
Stryker's still at the K-Rock Coachella house.
Do it again. Oh, yep, they're breaking down this house. The stage is now 80% gone. I was surrounded by so much beautiful staging. Now I'm in like one tiny chair with everything gone around
me
here.
It's the most amazing thing in the world. And then on Monday, it's the loneliest place in the world because everything's just going away.
Yeah, no one's here and all the food is gone. There's nothing happening.
Some drilling.
Some drilling and some screwing, too. I keep the screwdriver over there.
Right. Yep. 9:39, time for our final look at what's happening with Ally McCabe.
Well, sad news. Big breakup in the world of wrestling. John Cena and Nikki Bella. I mean, really? Maybe for a few minutes they could stop or no?
These guys.
You just ask them nicely.
Ally.
Yeah.
Ally, these guys have been working so. They're not going to wait for this stupid radio show to finish. They're like, like Schneider from that Too Close for Comfort is going to work.
One day at a time?
Yep.
One day at a time is the show.
Yeah.
All right, John Cena and Nikki Bella. They've broken up, calling off their engagement. They've been together for 6 years. He proposed to her at WrestleMania 32 last year. Just a sad, sad time for everyone involved.
So is that a good... Do women like to be proposed to at WrestleMania, even if you're part of the operation?
Well, they did it, like, in the ring, so it was kind of a big deal.
Okay. All right.
How much of it was, you know, staged? Who knows?
Yeah.
But they have been together for 6 years.
Occasionally stage things in the WWE.
I have read that. Yeah. I need to further check into it. I don't know if it's true, but sad, sad story. And so, so nice of listeners to text me, or not text. Why do you have my number, stranger? to tweet me and send me Instagrams about them breaking up. And I said, oh, no. It's Daniel, Brian, and Brie Bella that are the couple that I really love. And people are like, oh, so you don't care about this couple? 6 years breaking up? You don't care? I do. Just not nearly as much as Daniel and Brie. And it was about 4 years ago that we first learned that Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers was going to be penning a memoir. Well, we now know it is coming out September 25th, and it is called Acid for the Children. What?
What?
Acid
for the children.
The children. Interesting. Yeah, an online listing describes it thusly. Iconic bassist and co-founder of the immortal Red Hot Chili Peppers finally tells us his fascinating life story, complete with all the dizzying highs and the gutter lows you'd expect from an L.A. street rat turned world-famous rock star.
Chapter 9. Why does K-Rock play Under the Bridge so many times? Huh?
That's going to be a fascinating read.
Oh, he's been through some stuff, for
sure. And by read, I mean listen to the audiobook. Yeah. Reading is for losers.
Do you know the last book you read, like, actual, with words on a page?
I mean, I've read portions of books.
Mm-hmm. But start to finish,
those
not
are
in a
pamphlets,
long time.
I believe, you're I've, reading.
They were
I've
flyers
probably
for fans.
Finished 3 books in my entire lifetime.
In your life?
Yeah.
You were an English major.
Yes. A lot of people find that hard to believe as well.
Hold on. You mean since college?
Spark notes.
No.
I mean, come on.
You didn't finish the books in high school or college?
No. Why would you? You just got to get the gist of it, and then you can take a test. I was a good test taker.
Oh.
What are the 3 books you've read, or just one or two of them?
I would have to think about 2 of them. The only one that comes to mind is Into Thin Air, about the guys that were climbing Everest. That was endlessly fascinating.
Okay. All right.
And then you're not interested after liking that book so much, a true story, keeps you on the edge of your seat, of just picking up another one when you're hanging out?
I mean, not really.
All right. That's fine. I don't read many books either. I'm just curious.
I have started books, and then I set them down. And then maybe I'll pick it up 6 months later and read the next chapter, and I'll go, you know what? I don't even know what's going on in this book.
Never to return.
Put it back down.
I get it.
I was trying to learn as much as I could about American presidents, so I had my wife buy me a book on 2 presidents. Those things have 2 inches of dust on them right now.
Right?
In the same place where she put them down, where she bought them 2 years ago. I'll never read them.
Why were you interested in presidents?
I was watching Jeopardy, and I knew nothing about government presidents. I'm like, I think if I can read 2 books on 2 presidents, at least I'll know everything on two guys. I still know nothing in the books that they're. Yep.
Yeah. A lot of twos. Okay. Interesting.
Strange decision making going on in your head.
And yours too, Kevin.
We haven't even brushed the surface on the 2 of you, I'm thinking.
That's true.
So over the weekend, they taped the induction ceremonies for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class of 2018. I was watching a bunch of these. There's another plane.
There's all right. Sound.
Okay.
And back to places, action.
So
not,
weird.
Not disturbing at all.
I was watching a bunch of these online because it's going to air on, I believe, May 5th on HBO. So we've got a little while before it airs. But Howard Stern inducting Bon Jovi with an incredible speech. I mean, the guy just knows what he's doing up there. But this article says that John Bon Jovi took 20 minutes to thank everyone.
Oh, man.
How dare you, John Bon Jovi? They've got to edit the crap out of that, right?
I would think so, yeah.
Like, what are you doing? Nobody.
20 minutes?
No. Thank a few people and move on. But I guess the other guys in the band were like, hey, we got some people to thank. Move on over, John.
It is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
You're one shot. But still.
And the title of the band is his name. It's not the Richie Sambora's.
No.
They're Bon Jovi.
Right.
True.
Isn't that so?
But would Bon Jovi have been Bon Jovi without Richie?
I don't think.
I would think no.
I think no, too. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, they performed You Give Love a Bad Name, It's My Life. Oh, do you want the drilling? Yeah, I love drilling. Okay. It's My Life, When We Were Us, from their late. There it is.
Okay. Sorry.
Sorry. From their latest album.
This is good.
This House Is Not For Sale, and Living on a Prayer. And the Cars, we have mentioned that Brandon Flowers from The Killers inducted them, and one of his all-time favorite bands. How cool is that, that he gets to be up there with them? But they performed My Best Friend's Girl, You Might Think, Just What I Needed. Oh, yep. And the bassist for the evening?
Yes.
Scott Schreiner. From Weezer.
Oh, cool.
Playing with the Cars, right?
That's awesome.
That's not bad. Nina Simone was inducted by Mary J. Blige.
Stryker, can you just say something? Just
okay, should I ask him to stop?
Yeah, just 5 minutes. Hold on. Just give him 5 minutes.
Hold on. I want to see if they yell. But guys, is there any way we can stop the drilling for 1 second?
We're not drilling.
We're not drilling, you dick.
I'm so sorry. I don't know what it is.
They don't care?
No.
All right.
It sounds like they're taking, like, the nuts and bolts out. What would you call that? Like, debolting?
Yeah.
You would call it, I think you use a drill for to, you know, in reverse to get those out. Yeah, that's what it is.
Why was he so specific?
Don't know. But
we're
doesn't,
not drilling.
He doesn't care.
I couldn't see the tool from where I was sitting. It was way on the other side.
Yeah.
What a dick. I kind of liked it. We're not drilling.
Hey, Brandon Flowers and the Killers also opened up the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame show. I don't know if I missed that. If you said that, Allie, they did a tribute to Tom Petty.
Excellent.
And they played a couple songs, and it was really good.
Wow,
yeah.
Wow. Excellent stuff. Ann Wilson of Heart and Alice in Chains guitarist Jerry Cantrell paid tribute to Chris Cornell with a rendition of Black Hole Sun.
Right.
So a lot to really look forward to. And again, the show will air May 5th on HBO.
We're not drilling.
We're not drilling. Loser problem never even picked up a drill at Radio Guy.
That's what they're talking about right now.
And I have, though. That's the thing. I've worked jobs in my life.
Oh, stop it.
I mean, cut it out. No one believes you.
It's true.
No one asked you, Stryker.
Some birthdays for you. Martin Lawrence, Akon, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Nate Diaz, Bill Belichick, John Cryer, Chance the Rapper, and Claire Foy, and our very own Kat Corbett. And that's what's happening.
Such a good weekend in the last 8 minutes. I gotta drive home on such a sad note now.
Stryker, you're the best. Thanks for sitting in. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you guys so much.
All right. On your drive home tomorrow morning, an all new Kevin and Bean show, the light heavyweight UFC champ of the world, Daniel Cormier, joins us. Oh. We've also got Maynard James Keenan in the studio talking to Perfect Circle and Coachella. And we've got your passes for Avengers Infinity War, the world premiere, tomorrow morning on an all new Kevin and Bean.